Time now for business news. Video game maker Take-Two Interactive has signed a 7-year licensing deal that allows the company to make video games based on Major League Baseball. The news comes after rival game maker Electronic Arts locked up exclusive rights to produce football games based on the NFL, as well as games featuring the sports brand ESPN. The big league contracts illustrate both the size of the video game business and its growing consolidation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At the Luna video game store in San Diego, owner Treg Derry slips a game disc into a PlayStation console, and a video screen comes alive with a stylized version of a professional football game.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Madden. NFL.
Electronic Arts, or EA, is the world's biggest video game maker, and Madden NFL is the company's biggest seller. While Derry's store also sells action and role-playing video games, sports-oriented games account for fully a quarter of his business.
There are definitely a lot of football fans. Like, usually when it's football season, people are always buying football games, and when it's baseball season, people are always buying baseball games. So it's really a big market when there's any sports on TV.
Last fall, EA's franchise came under a blitz. Rival Take-Two introduced its own football game at less than half the price of Madden's. That won't happen again. Last month, Electronic Arts signed an exclusive licensing deal with the NFL. A second deal gives the company exclusive rights to the ESPN brand. Terms weren't disclosed, but Electronic Arts reportedly will pay ESPN up to $850 million over 15 years. Analyst Jennifer Jordan of Wells Fargo Securities says the deals send a couple of messages.
The first is, money talks in terms of ability to get licensing deals done. And then the second is, don't mess with people's brands. I think one of the things that prompted these companies to look at exclusivity with Electronic Arts was they prefer to be with a vendor who's going to stick with premium pricing.
This week, Take-Two responded with its own licensing deal, this one with Major League Baseball players. The agreement is not as exclusive as Electronic Arts, and baseball is not the draw for video game players that football is. Even so, Take-Two, which also makes the top-selling Grand Theft Auto game, reportedly agreed to pay between $80 and $90 million to the players' union. Jordan says the video game industry is big and getting bigger. Video game machines are almost as common in the U.S. now as DVD players, and consumers spent more than $6 billion on gaming software last year.
And that's attracted the attention now of major media companies who are looking at things like their television and cable audiences going off to play video games during prime time, and they're starting to think about how to enter this market.
Electronic Arts spokesman Jeff Brown is far from modest when he talks about the convergence between video games and other forms of entertainment.
We don't see a convergence. We see video games taking over the universe. We think that it's only a matter of time, maybe 10, 15 years, when, you know, video games have eclipsed television as the sort of number one pastime in sports.
EA expects to be the most valuable player in that environment. And as the cost of developing new video games rises, analyst Paul Jackson of Forrester Research says it's getting harder for smaller companies to compete.
Gaming, there was a rich history of guys in the garage putting games together and almost marketing themselves. Those days are long gone. You are now looking at your multi-million dollar development budgets and the kind of licensing deals which, to be honest, EA leads the world in.
EA's success has triggered a certain backlash. A posting on a gaming message board warns, when profit margins become more important than creativity, that's when the industry dies. Jason Della Rocca, who heads a group called the International Game Developers Association, notes the most successful video games, like Halo or Grand Theft Auto, don't spring from some licensing tie-in. But he says those hits are unpredictable, so it's no wonder big public companies prefer to stick with reliably profitable formulas.
Gamers cry out for originality. They want something new. They want something fresh. They want something innovative that they've not seen before. And literally, while they're uttering those words, they're in line to buy, you know, the next Madden football game.
De La Roca says, perversely, EA and Take-Two's licensing deals with Major League Sports may inspire more creativity. If their rivals can't use licensed players as a crutch, they may have to compete with innovation. Scott Horsley, NPR News.